Welcome to Network, a production of Evangelism Ministries of the Georgia Baptist Convention. And now your host, Joel Sutherland.
Welcome to Network, the show dedicated to helping pastors and churches cast the net of the gospel. I'm your host, Joel Sutherland. Thank you for listening in today. All the month of April, we're getting to listen to an interview with Dr. Bailey Smith of Bailey Smith Ministries. Listen in to this segment of the interview today as he talks about giving invitations, making sure you preach the gospel in every sermon.
And I discovered one of the greatest tools for evangelism is the atmosphere of the church service. And we had rousing music, and most of my preaching as a pastor was to Christians. But everything we did, did to bring souls to Christ. So many times we would already have people ready to walk the aisle by the time, I mean, I could have preached on Life on Mars and had 20 saved because we had had 20 people already won to Christ in the homes. And I personally get disturbed when I hear preachers talk about their lack of soul winning. I just preached, Joel, at Real Evangelism Conference in Charlotte, Indian Trail. And one pastor came up to me and said, you know, I've been a pastor 33 years, and I've never face-to-face won anybody to Christ. And wow. I was amazed by that. So for 11 years, I personally averaged 30 homes a week myself, knocking on doors and trying to share the faith. I remember one Saturday, we had 8 people saved in one home. And So Saturday is the best day for a pastor to visit because it's near Sunday. It'll leave the visit fresh on the people's mind. So I remember Adrian Rogers one time cut out a part of our bulletin that he got and sent it back to me. He said, I felt like I was reading a chapter out of the book of Acts because we gave invitations at weddings, at funerals, at banquets. And we also had a rule there, Joel, that our church would never dismiss a service. The first year I was there, Christmas came on a Sunday. And so I told everybody, it was a cold, cold night, and I said, we'll not have Sunday night service, just enjoy your family. 400 of our members showed up at the parking lot and had service.
Wow.
Now, I was home sitting by the fireplace like a backslidden carnal preacher. But I told our people the next Sunday, I said, I want to apologize to you. And as long as I'm your pastor, we'll have preaching and singing Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And of course, Oklahoma had unbelievable bad weather. And I said, listen, if it's 5 degrees and 6 inches of snow, if you don't come, that's fine. But I'll be here and the doors will be open. And I kept that promise.
Brother Bailey, when we start talking about preaching evangelistic sermons, if you were knocking on 30 homes a week and your staff was 10 fresh visits a week, then what happens is, even if you're not leading those people to Christ in your homes, lost people are showing up in your church services on Sunday because of those visits and then can be saved as well.
Well, yes, that's a good distinction to make. And now, of course, 90% of my preaching is evangelistic. And I do have churches I go into. There's one church in Alaska. It's the largest church in the state, and they'll have 3,000 and 4,000. And he says, I don't depend on my outside preachers for my evangelism, so I want you to preach to my people. And I'm scheduled for the 15th time in 2013. Wow. And but during the Starlight Crusade, which was 2 weeks, as I mentioned, I did preach every night evangelistic sermons. And I can tell you whatever you want to know about my approach doing that.
Sure. Let's talk about, you made the statement that you primarily preached to Christians on Sundays, but I'm sure you worked the gospel into every sermon. How did you go about doing that?
Well, I did. And I would certainly, toward the end, I would preach, as you know, the gospel is that, you know, Jesus came and lived a perfect life and died upon the cross for our sins. And you know, arose on the third day and ascended to the Father, and he's come back again. That's primarily the gospel. And so I would try to include that statement and then give, even though I preached a message to help grow Christians, I would give an evangelistic invitation. And so we averaged, oh my goodness, what, 20, about 22 people being saved every Sunday.
Wow.
So it was, those were glorious times. So you can always give an evangelistic invitation. It was L.R. Scarborough of Southwestern Seminary fame who said, when you preach, go quickly to the cross. Hmm. And I think that's a good word.
Sure, sure. And so even if you had a Sunday where you preached on the qualifications of a Baptist deacon, you would work into the altar call, the invitation, a gospel message at the conclusion of the sermon then.
Well, that's right. And I've discovered the Holy Spirit will do what it wants to do. I've preached on hell and had people come down and commit themselves to tithing.
praise the Lord.
Yeah. You and I preached on tithing, had people saved. So there's something very important about the invitation. As you know, some of our churches don't give an invitation. Hmm. And that's a tragic thing.
That was Dr. Bailey Smith. Now we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, Mark and I will talk about this subject just a little more on Network.
You never know when your life will be shaken. Last year I lost
my job. Everything fell apart. All my life
I depended on my money and success. I had it all. But I felt
so alone when my husband died.
I've always relied on myself. Then somebody showed me
hope that could transform my life.
I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about a
personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
And I was able to find it here.
Findithere.com.
Welcome back to Network. I'm Joel Sutherland, and of course with me today is Mark Merritt in Evangelism Ministries. Mark, Dr. Smith talked about several things there that we want to highlight. One very important thing that we talked about was making sure that whatever the subject is the pastor's preaching on, that he works the gospel into every sermon. Is that possible, you think?
Well, not only did he say he works the gospel into every sermon, but he said he works the gospel into every wedding and every funeral and every banquet as well.
Yes, yes.
Now, I have worked the gospel into funerals and banquets, but actually preaching the gospel and giving an invitation at a wedding, I don't know that I've done that.
Right, right. But off the air, I said I've never given an invitation at a wedding, but I've never baptized 1,100 people either. So
absolutely, he's doing something right, and I think we can all learn from.
Yes,
Dr. Smith.
That's exactly right. I'm adopting his plan from this point forward. But can you get the gospel in every sermon?
Absolutely. I think as he quoted L.R. Scarborough, we run quickly to the cross. That's something I think every preacher should try to do, no matter what we're preaching on. At some point, it relates to Jesus Christ. At some point, the gospel can be presented, even if it's in not in a full sermon, but working it into every sermon. I think it's not only necessary, but I think it's expected from a gospel preacher.
Well, and I think whatever the subject is you're preaching on, if you're preaching on the family, or sometimes a family sermon, you can have an awkward turnaround. But really, I would end family sermons by saying, now, for you to be the husband or the wife you need to be, you can't do that without Jesus Christ in your life.
Absolutely. And preaching the graduation sermons we preach in May, and, you know, you're not going to be the person you want to be in life without putting Christ first in your life. And preaching a Mother's Day sermon, you can't be the mother that you want to be without putting Christ first in your life. So regardless of what the topic is, it all relates to Christ. We just have to remember in our sermon preparation that there's going to be saved people there, yes, but hopefully there's going to be some lost people that's going to hear this sermon, and they need to come away with more than just how to be a good mother or how to be a good graduate. They need to know how to be a good Christian,
right?
And that's our job, to tell them the gospel every time we stand up to preach.
Yeah, and I think it can be done seamlessly. I think one of the advantages of doing it is your congregation learns how important it is to the gospel message is. We're modeling in front of them that even maybe their conversation should include the gospel. Mm-hmm. If every sermon I preach is going to talk about, at least conclude mm-hmm. or end or include the death, burial, and resurrection, I'm really teaching them theology when I do that sometimes.
Yes.
Even.
I'll tell you a little trick I did, and I still do every time I preach. I have in my notes, I usually have some scribbled out notes that would mean nothing to anyone but me, but in those notes, I'll have the letters POS somewhere in that sermon, and that stands for plan of salvation. And
it just reminds
me to clearly at this point, clearly give the gospel and God's plan of salvation and how we can receive the gospel that Christ is proffering.
Sure. And now going hand in hand with that is the invitation,
right.
The altar call.
Right.
And I know some churches, you know, are kind of getting away from an invitation. You and I are both huge believers in the invitation. Ever since I read D.L. Moody's book as a teenage Christian, when he didn't give the invitation and the city of Chicago burned down,
yes.
I just can't get away from an invitation at that point. I want to invite people to come to receive Christ. My practice has been to invite them to come forward. However you give an invitation, mm-hmm. people aren't going to come to Christ unless you give that invitation.
Absolutely. And let me tell you a trick that I did in my last church where I served as pastor. And I would recommend this to any pastor. When you give a gospel appeal and you're giving the invitation and you're standing down front, maybe you're standing in front of 100 people or 500 people and there's only one of you, invite your staff. If you don't have a staff, invite some deacons and invite some little old ladies.
Mm.
Have a good spiritual matriarch in your church that knows how to lead someone to Christ. Train her how to do that. Because there might be a young single mother that would step out and take the hand of that matriarch in your church.
Mm.
And she might want that matriarch to pray with her so she could receive Christ. We have to make the invitation uncomplicated for people so that they can respond to the gospel message. If you have 6 or 8 or 10 people standing out front, and they've got literature in their hands, just like at a Billy Graham invitation, it's more conducive for people to step out and take the hand of someone and say, I want to pray to receive Christ today.
Sure. And just so that our audience knows, the entire month of May is going to be dedicated to giving effective invitations. And so we'll leave that at that for today, but just let it suffice, Mark, and I think you'll amen this. Preach the gospel in every sermon and give an invitation, even at weddings.
Amen.
Thank you for being here today, Mark. Thank you for listening in. To find out more information about evangelism and casting the net in the local church, be sure and visit our equipping site, www.evangelismga.com. I'm your host, Joel Sutherland. Thank you for listening in to Network today.
Network is a production of the Evangelism Ministries of the Georgia Baptist Convention.